The Recorded Adventures of Ape William. And his young American friend Dick Holt went to Valencia to interview the eccentric Spanish politician Don Carlos Domingo. The purpose of the interview was to obtain information concerning the Tunis Terror, an international organization of anarchists. But instead of aiding Ace Williams, Senor Don Carlos Domingo challenged him to a duel. Ace Williams is a dead shot with a newsreel camera, but to use his own words, he can't hit a barn door with a pistol. And now, as the hour of combat draws near, we find Ace and Dick coming downstairs from their room in the Royal Hotel.
Boy, this sure is a swell morning, Ace. This climate makes me hungry.
Well, I've lost my appetite, Dick.
Don't you even want breakfast?
Maybe a waste of money. I'm liable to be a corpse in less than a half hour. Well, if you really want to eat, go on into the dining room. I'm going over here to the clerk's desk.
I'll go with you.
Good morning, Senor Williams. Lovely morning, isn't it, Senor?
Yes, yes.
It is as if the gates of heaven were opened wide.
Well, I hope they stay open a while. It may save me the trouble of knocking.
Knocking on the gates of heaven? Oh, yes. This morning you meet on the field of honor.
Bad news certainly gets around quickly.
Oh, it is in the newspaper, Senor. Look, right here on the front page.
So it is. Say, listen to this, Dick. State Department worried over Don Carlos Domingo's challenge. Local political leader has again embarrassed the Spanish people by challenging a foreign citizen to a duel.
Gee, the editor of that paper must be on our side.
It is the duty of the press to apologize for the madness of our political leader. We citizens of Valencia all feel very sorry for you in your present unfortunate situation.
Go on, read it, Ace.
The latest victim of Don Carlos' uncontrollable temper is Mr. Ace Williams, an English cameraman who came to Valencia on a special assignment.
Boy, you got your name in a paper, Ace.
Yes. Mr. Williams and Senor Don Carlos came to disagree in front of the city hall, whereupon Don Carlos challenged Williams to a duel. Despite our laws prohibiting combats of this type, the local police are making no effort to stop the forthcoming duel.
I can explain that last part, Senor Williams.
Now, what do you mean, about the police?
Yes. You see, they are powerless to interfere because the commander of police is Don Carlos' brother-in-law. Besides, Don Carlos Domingo can shoot better than any man on the police force. Sometimes I think they are afraid of him.
Well, then, Don Carlos is really a good shot with a pistol?
He is one of the best marksmen in all of Spain. But read the rest of the article and you will see for yourself.
Boy, Ace, you're really in for something.
Because of Don Carlos' expertness with firearms, we denounce his challenge as cowardly. The duel is nothing less than premeditated murder.
If you want my opinion, Senor Williams, you should leave Valencia at once.
You mean you want me to run away?
Yes, it is suicide for you to go to the beach. Don Carlos has defeated over a dozen men on the field of honor. You won't have a chance.
Maybe he's right, Ace.
Oh, say, I've got it. Clerk, I left a new camera here at the desk last evening.
Yes, Senor Williams, and a roll of film, too.
Are they handy?
Right here, senor.
Oh, yes. Well, thanks.
What are you going to do, Ace?
I'll tell you on the way. Come on.
One moment, if you please, Senor Williams.
Well, what is it?
Are you leaving the hotel permanently?
Oh, no, no. We're just going down to the beach.
It is very foolish of you, Senor.
Well, maybe it is, but I wouldn't run away from a dozen like Don Carlos.
Well, then, in that case, Senor, I must request that you pay your hotel bill before you go. You see, the last time one of our guests fought a fitful duel with Don Carlos, he did not...
Didn't come back alive?
Yes, that is it, Senor. And it took us 3 months to locate his widow.
Well...
Before I could collect his...
All right, how much is it?
17 pesetas, Senor.
All right. 10, 15, 16, 17. All right,
thank you, Senor.
Is that film box too heavy for you, Dick?
No, I could carry the camera, too.
No, I'll take that. Come on, let's get going.
Out the front door?
Yes.
What are your plans, Ace?
Well, we'll start walking and pick up a cab on the way.
Ace, I want to say something to you.
Well, go right ahead, Dick.
Well, I'm afraid you won't like it.
Well, aren't you and I pals, Dick?
But I want to stay pals, Ace.
Well, then, speak up. We can say anything we want to each other.
Well, it's about this duel. I wouldn't blame you if you backed out of it.
Well, I wouldn't blame myself either, but I'm not going to.
But we've been through so much together, Ace. I'd feel awfully lonesome if anything happened to you.
Oh, let's look on the bright side of it, Dick. I'm a lucky fellow. If I weren't lucky, I wouldn't be alive today.
Well, guess I'm pretty lucky, too. Just for knowing you, Ace.
Oh, say, you see this carriage coming?
With a lady in it?
Yes.
Why, that's the same one that was parked across the street from the hotel. From out the door.
Yeah, she seems to be following us, Dick. Say, let's stop right here and find out.
Okay. You're right, Ace. She's telling the driver to stop.
Yeah.
She's getting out, too.
Here, hold this camera, Dick, so I can tip my hat in style.
You are Senor Ace Williams?
At your service, Senorita.
I wish to offer my advice concerning your duel with Don Carlos Domingo.
Well, if you're going to tell me to leave town, you're wasting your time.
It is not that, Senor.
Yeah, Ace isn't afraid of Don Carlos.
Your courage is apparent, Senor Williams. But for your own good, I beg you to choose the pistol marked with a black dot.
A black dot?
Si, Senor. The other weapon is loaded with a blank. Good morning, Senor.
What did she mean, Ace?
You've got me, Dick. Something about a black dot and blanks. Might be one of Don Carlos' tricks. Well, give me the camera.
Oh, here. Her carriage is going toward the beach. Do you think that she meant...
Here comes a taxi. An empty one, too. Taxi! Taxi!
Oh, he heard you, Ace.
All right. Jump in, Dick. I'll hand you the boxes.
I got them, Ace.
Where to, Senor?
Valencia Beach, driver. Make it snappy.
Yes, sir.
If that Spanish woman told the truth...
Now, forget about her, Dick. Now, listen to me. You've often told me you wanted to be a newsreel man.
Yes, Ace, I want to be one like you.
Well, today is your chance. This new midget camera is easy to operate. Now, you see this dial here?
Uh-huh, that's for the focus.
That's right. Now, the number of feet are marked right on it. You turn the reel with this crank handle.
Uh-huh.
And when you're ready to shoot, just open the shutter and grind away.
Uh-huh, I think I can do it all right,
Ace. Oh, good. All right, now, when we arrive at the beach, you set the camera up in the taxi cab. Focus the lens out the side window. You're going to photograph my duel with Don Carlos.
Huh? You mean I have to stay in the cab while you go out to get shot at?
If Don Carlos knew you were going to take pictures of the duel, he'd have you arrested. You'll have to do it from inside the cab.
Oh, but Ace, I want to get out with you.
Dick, a cameraman never questions orders. He follows them. I know it's a tough assignment, but you must carry it out like an old-timer.
You're the boss, Ace. I'll do anything you say. Boy, I bet you I'm the youngest newsreel man in the world.
You sure are, Dick. And not only that, you'll be the first one to take a moving picture of a real duel.
It'll be the greatest newsreel in history. But Ace, what if something happens to you?
Well, it'll make the picture even greater.
But I don't want to...
No, no time to worry about that now. Well, here we are at the beach. Right over there with that group of men, driver.
Si, senor.
There's Don Carlos. He has a sword in his hand.
Oh, yes, he's fencing around with it, too.
Big idea, I wonder.
Sure, I don't know, Dick.
Maybe forgot to bring the pistol.
Well, that's all right with me. I learned something about saber fencing at college.
Any further orders, senor?
No, just leave your cab right where it is and then go for a walk along the beach.
Si, senor.
I had to get rid of him so you could set up the camera. Open that window, Dick.
There. That ought to be enough. I can set the camera right here in the ledge.
Oh, hold it, Dick. Here comes Don Carlos. Put it behind you.
Do you think he saw it?
Yeah. I see you are braver than I thought you were. It was very foolish of you to come, Senor William. I will make jelly out of you.
You're too modest, Don Carlos. Yesterday you were going to fill me full of lead. Today it's jelly. It's just a lot of bluff to bolster up your own courage.
It is you who need bolstering on. I have killed 14 men on the field of honor. Why should I be frightened of you?
You'll find out. I'll give you a saber lesson you'll never forget.
But our duel is with pistols. Did you not hear the terms in front of the city hall?
Well, what are you doing with that sword, then?
This is for my second you. At 9 o'clock, I shall dispose of Senor Williams with a well-directed bullet. And then at 10 o'clock, I shall kill my political enemy with his saber. Don Carlos could fight 100 duels in one day with pleasure.
Look, Ace, there's that lady in the carriage. She's stopping on a beach.
That is Senora Matma. She shall become a widow at 10:05 this morning.
Then your second duel is to be with her husband?
Si, senor. And with his saber, I shall finish him off quickly.
Well, how would you like to fight the first duel with sabers, too?
No, Senor Williams. Our duel is with pistols. Are you afraid of my marksmanship?
I wouldn't be afraid of you if you had a machine gun.
Well, then, what are you waiting for? The master at arms is growing impatient. Look, he stands already with the weapon. Come with me, and he will explain the rules to you.
You know what to do, Dick.
Yes, Ace.
Now, don't forget to grind away, no matter what happens.
I will, Ace. Good luck.
All right. So long, old timer.
Let me see now. We're about 25 feet away. There. I'm all set now.
Pardon me, young Americano, but may I come into your taxi cab?
Oh, go away, lady. I'm busy.
So I see. You are going to photograph the duel?
Hey, who said you could come in here? Can't you see I'm a newsreel man?
I can see you are very excited. Perhaps you are worried over the safety of your friend.
Why shouldn't I be? He's my pal.
If he follows my instructions, he will not be harmed.
Then what you said about the blank is true?
Si, senor. You see, my own husband is afraid to meet Don Carlos in his saber duel. My husband is not brave like Senor William. He is a coward. But to save his honor, I arrange the pistols so Don Carlos will be killed by your friend. Then I will not have to hide my face in shame for the cowardice of my husband.
If they shoot Don Carlos, then your husband will come around just like he's ready for the saber duel?
That is my plan exactly, senor.
But that's not giving Don Carlos a fair chance.
Senor, you are very young. Don Carlos has won all his pistol duels by the same trick. Every man he ever fought was given a weapon loaded with a blank. Only today, it is Don Carlos Domingo's turn to defend himself with a blank cartridge.
Well, what if Don Carlos gets the gun loaded with a real bullet?
That shall not happen if your friend follows my instructions. Look, the master-at-arms has finished the duello. They are about to begin.
I'm going
to
start this camera.
There is something wrong. Don Carlos is choosing his weapon first. That is against the laws of dueling. The challenger should choose last.
Maybe I ought to run out there and tell Ace to look at his gun.
It is too late, senor. They are already back to back.
Oh, now they're pacing off. 2, 3, 4.
If I were only sure.
6, 7, 8.
I cannot look.
10. Wow!
What happened, senor?
Ace shot the gun right out of his hand. Don Carlos is running away.
I must leave you now.
I got the pictures, Ace. I got the pictures.
Good work, Dick. Good work. I'm coming. Well, did I scare off your lady friend?
Well, that was the lady we met in a carriage. Oh, boy, Ace, was that some shot. You knocked the gun right out of Don Carlos' hand.
Well, to tell the truth, Dick, I was aiming at his feet. Say, look out there in the water, at the end of that long pier.
Why, it's that speedboat with a purple flag.
The same one that shot at us when we were on the Parson's yacht.
Look, Ace, there's someone on deck winding a rope. They're getting ready to cast off.
All right, come on, Dick. We'll run for it. Maybe we can get there in time to stop them.